Mike Tadubin. Hello, my friend, and welcome again to a few moments of Bible study together as we look into the precious truths of the Word of God. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and we're considering and thinking about the blessings of the new birth. And oh, there's so many wonderful benefits and blessings that an individual enters into when they accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. And you know, beloved, we have so many wonderful things available to us, but unless we recognize and understand what is ours and what it means to be ours, we will not enter in and use all the wonderful things that are available to us to the glory, honor, and praise of God. It's like buying a piece of electronic equipment that has many ways that it can be used, many wonderful techniques that can enrich you and can be a blessing to you and can bring you pleasure. But if you do not read the instructions and if you do not learn all about that piece of equipment, all you may do is just one or two things when there's so many more things that you could benefit from and enjoy as a result, that because it's built in, but you have to read the directions. You have to read the instructions. You have to learn how to utilize all the different aspects of that piece of equipment. Well, beloved, the same thing is true when we enter into new birth and salvation. There are so many wonderful things that are included. And right now, we're just talking about eternal life and the blessing that's ours through eternal life and how that it opens up and unlocks and reveals and makes known to us so much more. And we're focusing on those words, much more. They appear numerous times in the Word of God, and that's what we're focusing on, much more. And we're in Romans chapter 5 and verse 17, and there we're noting what the Scripture tells us that is ours in Romans chapter 5 and verse 17, the much more that is ours. For if by one man's offense, which was Adam, death reigned by one, for it came into the whole human race, as we've already discussed. For instance, if my grandfather died when he was 5 years old, my father and I would have died in my grandfather. You see, we would never have been born. If my grandfather had died when he was 5 years old, then my dad would not have been born, and I would not have been born. We would have died in my grandfather. Well, don't you see, this is what happened when Adam sinned and disobeyed God. We, as his descendants, died to God in Adam. We died spiritually to relationship with God in Adam. And that's what he's saying. If by the offense of one, death reigned by one, because the wages of sin is death. And that's why death reigned, because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And so death reigned by one, much more. And here's this glorious true words, much more. They which receive abundance of grace. And oh, beloved, isn't that what we've received? Grace abundantly. God has not rewarded us according to our iniquities. He's not sent us to hell. That's what I deserve. I deserve to go to hell. I deserve to go to the lake of fire. But, beloved, because of God's unmerited favor, He drew me to Himself through the work of the Holy Spirit. As a young boy, He convicted me of sin and opened my eyes to my need of Jesus, opened my understanding, drew me to an acceptance of Jesus as my Savior. I put my faith and trust in Him at that young age, September 7th, 1941. 42 it was. I opened my heart to the Lord Jesus and received Him into my heart. He moved into my life. He cleansed me from my sin. He made a new creation out of me. And I remember that day so vividly because of that transaction that took place in my spirit when the Holy Spirit of God moved in and cleansed me and made me pure and clean. Even as a young boy, He gave me eternal life. I became alive unto God that day, and I entered into a new relationship. And it was by God's abundant grace, His undeserved favor, that this gift of salvation, received the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness. It was a gift of righteousness that I received that day. And when you accepted Christ as your Savior, that was a gift of righteousness that you received, my friend, so that in your spirit you're made righteous and pure and clean and holy and are justified in your spirit in the sight of God. That's why the Holy Spirit can live in our spirit, as 1 Corinthians 6:19-20 tells us. Because we've received Jesus Christ into our spirit, and the Holy Spirit has cleansed us and made us pure and clean, and thus He's come to live and indwell our spirit and live within us. And there we're pure and clean and we're holy, and the Holy Spirit can therefore dwell in that part of our triune makeup. But in our flesh is no good thing, as we've already seen there in Romans chapter 7. No good thing indwells the old flesh that I live in. Verse 18 of Romans 7, "For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing." Sin has infected this fleshly body, and sin indwells this body, and that's why the wages of sin is death, and that's why this body is going to die. But, beloved, I'm not going to die because I've received eternal life. I am now alive forevermore. I will never die. Oh, if we can get these truths fixed in our mind and in our understanding, that our spirit and our soul will live for eternity, and this old body is what's going to die. But Bob Griggs is spirit and soul. That's the true Bob Griggs. That's where identity is. It's not in this body, beloved. This old earth suit is like our spacemen that go out into space, and they have to put on a space suit in order to move around out in space and to live in space. And so, beloved, I live in here on the earth in a physical earthly body that is my earth suit. And there's coming a day when I'm going to leave this earth suit. I'm going to vacate it, beloved. Now, we call it death, but it's simply a moving from this physical body into the glorious presence of the Lord. And Paul makes that clear in the Word of God. And so he says to be absent from the body for the believer is to be present with the Lord. Which is, Paul said, far better, far better. Oh, yes, beloved. And so there's coming a day when the Lord's going to say, okay, Bob, come home. And I'm going to leave this old body, and I'm going to be with Jesus in my true home. For as Hebrews tells us that we're strangers and pilgrims here, this is not our permanent place to live. We're just passing through, and that's why we shouldn't fix all of our hopes and desires on these earthly things. These earthly things are passing away. They're growing old. I've told you already about our first new car and how it was demolished and ruined within just a few months after we got it by a man that had an epileptic spell, and his pickup had a iron grill on the front of it. He drove into the side of that brand new car and totaled it out. That's the way this world is, beloved. It's temporary. It's passing away. But we have eternal life, and we're going to live forever. And so he says here in this verse 17, have received abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness, and shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. We are to reign now as more than conquerors through Him that loved us, as we've already seen over in Romans chapter 8. We're to live as more than conquerors now. We're not to let sin rule and reign in this mortal body. And we've been discussing that we're to live victoriously. Romans 6:2, God forbid, how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Where are we dead to sin? In our spirit. We're made pure and clean and holy and righteous in our spirit. Verse 11 and 12, notice, likewise reckon, consider, count it to be so, ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin. But, beloved, we're going to reign not only in life now, but in the future, as we begin to see over in Revelation chapter 5, that we're going to rule and reign with Jesus Christ in the future. And Paul had this little glimpse, and we were just getting into it in our last broadcast. We ran out of time, and we're out of time again. So we'll pick up here next time. Till then, goodbye.